Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening into the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine and always working to improve and to get a little bit better. Today's show is four ways to save your life. Now, I know that most people are thinking about save your life. It's kind of vague. You know, it covers a whole bunch of different ways, especially since we've had some really insane things happen, especially if you're in the United States. And if you're in the area that I'm in, which is the Washington, D.C. metro area, because we just had the shooting at the Navy Yard with 12 killed and several people injured. But that is not the type of four ways I'm talking about saving your life. Mind you, I'm not saying that you shouldn't go out and get some training so that you can be better prepared for a situation like that or any other type of situation. You know, training does help. However, that's not what we're going to talk about today. Today, what we're talking about is four ways to save your life through belief, as in picking up a positive way of thinking, deciding to stop following the path in which most people take, which are bad actions, to start enjoying the process and learning from it. And four is basically to repeat one, two, and three. Many of us each and every day wake up with negative in our mind. We wake up with all of our problems and all of our headaches and all of the things that upset us. Well, these are things that happen to us all. They don't just happen to any one person. They happen to everybody, all right? Whether you're short, whether you're tall, whether you're big, whether you're small, whether you're rich, whether you're middle class, not so rich, whether you're poor, all of us have our days. We have our ups and downs. We have our, I guess you can say, our little situational episodes that happen in our lives. And each person views those things differently. I mean, for someone that's a multimillionaire, you know, worrying about paying the electric bill today probably isn't a worry. It's probably not a stress. For someone who's got all of the money and all the resources in the world, you know, figuring out a way to get your kids through college, you know, that's probably not a stress for you. However, you're still experiencing stress. And for those of us that are trying to get our kids through college and trying to make ends meet and trying to do all those other things, our stresses are just a little bit more basic, okay, because our quality of lives, in the sense of experiencing a quality of life, as some people would like to see it, are very different. But no matter whether you've got a lot of money or a little bit of money, no matter whether you have a lot of education or a little bit of education, no matter, again, of your size or your sex or your preferences or your color or any of those things or ethnicity, each and every one of us need to deal with life as it comes to us, but we need to take it from a positive point, because from that positive point, that's the only way that we're going to be able to progress and move to the next level. And next level, that's going to actually help us. You know, I listen to many people moan and groan about the different things that are going on in the world. And these are the people that I call the rubberneckers of life. They don't seem to want to participate in their own lives. However, they want to share all types of other misery and discontentment and hate and all of these other things about everything else that's going on around them. So with that said, the first thing that I'd really like to stress in this positive mindset, in this taking advantage of the life that you have and living it to the fullest, is You need to change your negative beliefs to positive beliefs. You need to start doing things, we all need to, that are going to help us to grow and develop. If you don't like your job, then guess what? It's time for you to start looking for another job. But don't just look for another job. Start making yourself basically an asset on the job that you have. Why? Because the job that you have is the job that you have. I'm not saying don't go ahead and look for another job. What I'm saying is that you need to make yourself the best person you can be on the job that you have and to start preparing yourself for that next level, not necessarily just on the job that you have, but on the next goal that you want to meet. Most of us are tired of our jobs, not really because it's a bad job, not saying that there's not bad jobs, but a lot of times it's because of the environments that we're in our jobs, the people that we're around. You know, when you first got your job, you were happy that you got your job. What ended up happening? You happened. You changed. You started to mature, or you started to regress. You know, you couldn't do some of the things you promised. All of these different things are playing into it. But the key factor, no matter what you do, is you. Why? Because even if you change your job, you're going to take a very key individual with you or some key things with you to your next job or to your next career or to your next thing. And that, again, is you. Because you change jobs means that you just have a change of surroundings. It doesn't mean that you change the person that is now discontent. The person, mind you, that was very content or satisfied a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So we need to look at our attitudes. We need to look at what it is that we're bringing to the situation that's causing that situation to now be a problem when it wasn't a problem before. Now, I also talked about growth. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you're going to outgrow things. Sometimes what was new is going to become old. Why? Because that's just the progression of life. Time doesn't wait for anybody. But every single thing starts with the individual and how that individual perceives that thing to be. So we all need to work on our positive mindsets and our positive beliefs. There is nothing that the majority of people in the world can't do. However, most of us believe that there's a whole lot of things that we can't do. You know, given enough time, given enough energy, and given enough desire, there's really not anything that you can't conquer. There's really very few things that you can't learn. However, most people don't have the drive to do that. And part of that drive comes from what? It comes from a positive attitude. It comes from an ability and a want and a need and a desire to do what's necessary to get you to that next level. All right? And to get to that next level, people, I'm going to tell you another little secret. One of the keys to getting where you want to get is to be able to deal with people. If you can't deal with people, if you can't smile, if you can't put out a certain type of impression, then in some cases people aren't going to give you a chance to shine. They're not going to give you a chance to move to the next level. If you're doing a, we'll say it, piss-poor job at what you've been doing, why would anybody else give you an opportunity to do something that has more responsibility? If you're not willing to take on those responsibilities for your job, are you even willing to take on the responsibilities of yourself? Remember this. Each and every one of us are in the process of self-development. Doesn't matter what we're hired to do. Each time that we do something, we should be wanting to get better at it because as we get better at it, what happens? We get better. And each and every person is what? A work in progress. So as a work in progress, when you go to try to do something or you try to master something or you try to learn something, give it 100%. Stop waiting for someone to meet you halfway. That also works for your relationships. Stop expecting someone to accept substandard when you don't want substandard. You know, it always gets me about people that don't like to do exercise or don't like fitness or don't like to take care of themselves properly or eat the right foods or any of those things. Because if you look at some of these same people, they want this, you know, this goddess. They want this Adonis. However, you're not willing to do what's necessary. Getting your hair done or getting your nails done or getting some other stuff done to you, but yet you're eating trash or you won't take care of yourself, what makes you think that if you dress something up, it's now worth something? What is that old saying? A piece of crap is a piece of crap. A dressed up piece of crap is still what? A piece of crap. But anyway, we need to work on our positive attitudes, and we also need to look at taking positive actions as we do that. The other thing we need to do, number two, is we need to stop following the same path and taking the same action that's giving us a result that's not the result that we really want. Again, if you stick a fork in a socket and it throws you across the room because you got an electrical basically shock out of it, are you going to do it again? Most people that I talk to would say no. If, you know, you slam the door and your hand's in the doorway and you hurt your hand, are you going to slam your hand in the door again? Most people would say no. However, what do most people do? They continue to do the same thing, continue to get poor results or bad results, and they continually do it again and again and again. We do it in our relationships. We do it with our finance. We do it on our jobs. We do it with our interactions with other people. And then we want to blame the other people for what's going wrong in our lives. If there's anything going wrong in anybody's life, understand now that you, the individual, play a key part in what's going wrong. Just like you, the individual, can play a key part in what's going right. So how about we all enlist ourselves to start trying to work on making the things that we want to happen happen, or making the things that we want to go right go right. Let's start putting the habits in place so that we can start to get the results that we want. You know, there's a saying that if you do something for 21 days, you form a habit. Okay, that's great. Take the 21 days, start doing what you need to do, and create that habit. Now, take the next 90 days to actually get that habit basically etched in stone, to make that habit a real habit, a reoccurring habit. Because guess what? The things that we do not practice, we do not do. Eventually, if we don't do a certain thing for a certain amount of time, we lose what? We lose the momentum. We get out of the habit. We get out of the routine. So again, 21 days to create a habit, great. Another 90 days to actually get that habit to where it's truly an embedded habit. And then also, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get, I call it accountability partners to help us. You know, it's interesting. I was talking with my coach the other day, and he was telling me, Z, you need to smile more. Okay, I know that. And he said you need to get accountability partners to help you, to remind you to smile more. And it was interesting because I talked to another person, and they were like, you don't need to smile more. It doesn't matter. And the interesting thing is I understand both people's points. The problem is that one person's point is going to help me to feel better about how I see me by making me right. The other person who also cares, their point is going to help me to do better because it's going to open doors for other people to want to interact and do business with me and make me feel approachable and all of those things. Am I a mad or unhappy person? No, I'm not. But again, how I present myself is going to open doors or it's going to close doors. Again, both people care and both people are giving me sound advice. However, I know that in the world that I live in the world that I want to interact in, I need to smile more. Why? Because, one, it doesn't hurt me. Two, it makes other people feel that they can speak to me, deal with me, and interact with me. Three, the more people feel as though I'm approachable and the more people feel as though I'm somebody that they can interact with and get to know and want to get to know, the more people I'm going to be able to help, which is going to put me in the position to be able to help even more people as time goes on. Because they're going to feel open. They're going to feel drawn to being able to deal with me. Again, am I a great person? I'm a super person. But by smiling, it's only going to make me better. plus that it takes, what, less muscles to smile than it does to frown. So it's a win-win all the way around. So I think that that's really a beautiful thing. Another thing that we need to do as we go through our stages of life is that we need to be willing to continuously and forever be in a learning mode, but not just a learning mode to where you're taking in all this information, taking in all this information, taking in all this information and not taking any action. We need to go ahead and learn something and apply it, and learn something else and apply it, and learn a little bit more and apply it and tweak it and adjust it to fit our individual ways of doing things. Again, I'm not saying that some of us don't need to just totally eradicate the way that we've been functioning, because it's wrong. It's not right, and it's not getting you what you want. You have to measure what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what's a plus for you, what's not a plus for you, and then you have to take action, all right? Don't sit there, as John Maxwell says, ready, aim, 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 and not fire. I know a lot of people that are very intelligent. However, they're also idiots. Yes, they've got advanced degrees. Yes, they know all about this particular subject, all of this stuff. But their social skills, their ability to interact, their prejudices, their stereotypical thinking make them idiots, all right? Their mindsets are so negative that it's incredible. And when you walk into a room and they're there, it's like they suck the life out of the room. So if they're sucking the life out of the room, then that means they're sucking the life out of everybody in the room. So you have to separate yourself from those negative Neds, those negative Nellies. You have to get yourself in a positive mind frame, okay? And again, as someone has said to me before, sometimes those negative people are the people that you're married to, the people that you work around. Well, guess what? Then you just need to not bring up the stuff that's going to make those negative Neds and negative Nellies go into high drive. You need to do what's necessary so that you can grow and develop. And then as you've grown and developed, despite the negative Neds and the negative Nellies, then you can look at it more with a, all right, this is how I've got doing this, this is how I've got doing that, and then deal with it accordingly. I'm not telling anybody to divorce their significant other or to leave their significant other. Some of your friends, you need to leave them alone. Some of the people that you work with, it needs to be work and go, work and go. All right, because that constant interaction is not helping you. It's not serving you. It's serving them. And as time goes, you're unable to serve or service the people that you need to because you're so caught up in these other people's drama. You know, I'm not a television person, and the reason I'm not a television person is because I just can't see myself getting caught up in other people's drama. I'm not a news person. Why? Because the news pushes out, to me, 95% negative and then 5% positive. Okay? I'm just not a media fan. Not saying that there's anything wrong with the media if you like looking at the media, but my problem is, again, is that all of us need to do things that serve us. If the things you do don't serve you and don't help you to serve others, then that means it's not really of service to you. And if your mind is in a negative state, how can you possibly be of service to anybody else? So think about it. The most valuable person that you control is you. The only person that you control is you. So how can you try to dictate to someone else what they should do when you're not doing it yourself, when you're not applying the principles that you're trying to get other people to follow to yourself? So, again, four ways to save your life. Number one, we need to get rid of the negative beliefs and replace them with positive beliefs. That takes time. That takes effort. It's not a quick, take a pill and you've got it. It's something that you're going to have to do again and again and again and again, so that you can actually become the person or persons that you want to be, to reach the goals that you want to reach, to do the things that you want to do. But again, be, do, have. You need to be the person that you're supposed to be by doing the things that you need to do so you can have the things that you want to have. Again, be, do, have. So, ladies and gentlemen, this applies to everybody, and it has since the beginning of time. And, yes, I'm talking about the cavemen. The other one is you need to decide to follow the path that is going to get you where you need to be, understanding that sometimes you're going to find yourself on the wrong road. Sometimes you're going to find yourself going in the wrong direction. Learn from those mistakes and then move on to the next level. Learn from those errors and then make the corrections so that as you go down the next road, you won't make the same mistakes. Life and success and all of those things have clues. Follow the clues that are going to help you to get the things that you want to get and help as many people as you want. One of my favorite sayings is by Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar says, if you want everything that you want, help enough people get what they want, and you'll get everything that you want. Look around you. Why does your supervisor or your company or your business or other businesses, why do they make a lot of money? Why are they experiencing a lot of success? Because they're helping a lot of people. In some cases, they brainwashed a lot of people to think that they're helping them, but it doesn't matter. What people see and believe is true to them. That's not the talk that we're having today. The talk that we're having today is being able to find what you can do to be of service to individuals so that they will then, of course, be so happy that they want to give you what you want so that you can live your goal. And three is enjoy that process. If you fail, I'm not saying love it, but what I'm saying is learn from it and take that knowledge so that you can, what, enjoy the process of getting it right the next time. It may take you 10,000 times, as Thomas Edison would say, 10,000 times to have a light bulb, okay, and 10,000 times to figure out how to use electricity, all right? Well, he kind of took a shortcut, all right? He ended up taking Tesla's alternating current, but either way, he became the person that prospered, and I'm not saying take that path. Edison was a great man in the sense of what he did. Tesla was a great man who never got acknowledged. Don't be the Tesla. Interact with other people. Be social. Be a person that listens. Don't lock yourself in a little room and then find out that you're the only person in the room and everybody else has left the island. Everybody else has left the building. Okay? That, to me, was one of the problems with Tesla. Tesla was one of those individuals that kept everything to himself. He knew everything that was going on in his head, and he couldn't really, he wasn't a person that could interact with other people. It hurt him, and it made him almost be totally unknown and forgotten in history, even though this man created stuff that is just coming to realization now. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, each of us have a skill, an ability, a talent. We are blessed with unlimited power. However, most of us don't use any of those abilities that we have to truly live our dreams. And it's fear, and it's a whole bunch of other things. It's being around the wrong people and hearing the wrong things and believing those things to be true and not having belief in ourselves. So believe in yourself. Number four is repeat 1 through 3. Do the things that are going to help you grow. As long as you're not hurting another individual, guess what? You're probably moving closer to your goal. Sometimes take a little risk. Decide to take action. Decide to do things different. Stop following the path of least resistance. Stop following the path that everybody else is on. Stop being a sheep. Take control. If a person doesn't want to do what you need to do, or you feel as though they're not learning what they need to learn, guess what? You did your part. You learn what you need to learn. You do what you need to do. You take the classes or whatever it is that you've got to do, and you need to be specific. In order for you to get from A to B, you need to understand why you want to get from A to B and what you need to do that and where you want to get. Where is B? Where are you now? Where's A? Be specific to your goal and start following the things necessary to get you there, all right? Get leverage, get level, all right? Understand that everything costs. Nothing is free. it's going to be your time. It's going to be your energy. Sometimes it's going to be your money. Sometimes it's going to be a little bit of all. Sometimes it's going to be some sacrifice, but you're sacrificing the little for the lot. You're doing the things now so that you can live like no one else lives. You need to interrupt those negative patterns. Those negative patterns, those negative visualizations are not going to be good for you. Find fun visualizations. You know, they say that in the mind can't distinguish between something that's real and something that's not real. So let's put positive thoughts in our imaginations and visualizations and use them so that we can grow and develop. All right, we need to create new ways to respond. Some of us naturally respond negatively, and some of us naturally let negative people control how we respond. Again, if you've got a person that's so negative you can't stand them, remove them from your plot. Remove them from your world. Don't follow that negative path. Don't fall into that pattern. Don't fit someone else's script. Stay positive and move forward. Next thing, condition yourself by repeating positive things, positive schedules, positive processes, positive things that are going to constantly bring some success and some achievement to your life. It could be a small thing. Again, you don't have to run. You don't start a 26-mile run with 26 miles. You start it with what? Maybe to the end of the block, then stretching that to the end of the next block. But it's a development. It's a process. It's something that you build on. And schedule in your success. Start doing things that are going to give you scheduled success, scheduled rewards, to get you to your goals. And again, you need to get those accountability partners. Those accountability partners are going to be there to say, hey, did you do your run this week or today? Hey, did you jump rope today? Hey, did you do your sit-ups or your crunches? Hey, did you read the books like you said you were going to read? Or did you read that paragraph or that page or whatever it is that's going to get you started? Hey, did you go ahead and put $10 away to start on your little savings plan for your vacation? Most people will plan more for their vacation than they for any vacation than they will for their entire lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to stop working 8 hours a day for someone else and working zero time for our own success. We need to start putting as much time in our own success for ourselves as we do in other people's businesses, goals, dreams, and all of the above. But remember that if you fail to do what you need to do on the job, they're going to fail to want to have you. But understand that you are a valuable individual for that organization, and then be the best person that you can be. Be the best person you can be for your supervisor. But understand that, again, there are stages. You're not supposed to be there forever. You're supposed to grow. You're supposed to mature. You're supposed to move on to the next level. So learn from your new behaviors and make sure that it fits and that you take it into your plan. Your new plan should be to develop you, Inc. You need to look at yourself as your own corporation. You are the CEO of you. And you are priceless stock. Stop treating yourself like you're worthless stock. All right? I told a little story once to one of my groups about the dog on the porch. A lot of people are the dogs on the porch. Gentleman gets a job. He's going to work. As he's walking to work the first week, first day, Monday, he's walking down the street. As he walks down, there's houses on each side of the street. As he walks down the street, every house, bark, 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 bark. All right? He gets almost to the end of the row, last house. Dog is sitting on the porch. Dog's not barking, but the dog is whimpering and whining. Next week, same thing. Bark, 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 whimper, whimper, whimper. Next week, bark, 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 whimper, whimper, whimper. Last day, Friday, he decides he can't take it anymore. Turns around, walks over to the house where the dog is making the whimpering and the whining. He knocks on the door and he says, "Sir, do you live here?" "Yes, I do." "Is this your dog?" "Yes, it's my dog." "How come every time I walk down the block, every dog barks except yours? Your dog should be barking like the rest." Man looks at him and says, "Well, you know why? Because my dog is lying on a nail." The man goes, "What? Why is he lying on a nail?" The man looks back at the other man and says, "You know what? I guess because that nail just isn't hurting him enough for him to get off of it." Ladies and gentlemen, get off your nail. Stop whining. Stop whimpering. Stop waiting for someone else to make your life better. Make your own life better by taking action. And then repeat that continuous action, continuously moving the bar, continuously trying to grow, continuously reinforcing the positive and useful things in your life, even as you learn from the negative, then you know not to do them again. Don't be the whining dog on the porch. Be the person, the rhino that's running through everything, that's doing what they need to do. Take action, live your dreams, and become the person that you want to be. Start today. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Start today and stop kidding yourself. Today is now. You have no other day. You have no other time. Let's take action and let's just do it. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you very much for listening. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of happiness, and we wish you much success. Again, if you like the show and what we have to share, please take that and take the link up above and share the show with your friends and family. Just send them the link. And also, please follow us. In the upper left-hand corner, you can follow the show if you like the show. Again, thank you very much, and we wish you all, again, a happy life, much success, and a blessed day.